It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Every time that we've met, we begin with those same words, and I want you to know the truth. I want you to study the Word of God, and this is one opportunity that we have for 30 minutes to sit down and enjoy together the Word of God, the precious, sweet Word. Philippians chapter 3, we're going to read verse 1 through 3. This morning, and as you're looking that up, I'd love to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen. I'd love to invite you to come to see us, and if you have your church home and are faithful to that home, and that church home preaches the gospel, stands upon the Word of God, and you know how I feel about the necessity to clearly proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus, that people will be saved, people will be drawn unto the Lord Jesus and walk after the Lord Jesus. And please, that if you're not in a church that preaches the gospel, they figure everybody's saved, then you need to get out and get into a Bible preaching church. I don't know where you're located, but I hope that you have a church in your local area that can preach the Word of God. If you don't, then you're going to have to drive a little distance to find a place. But please do not ever be satisfied with something less than the preaching of the truth, the Word of God. Now that you have before you your Bibles, I'd like to read with you in Philippians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same thing to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of concision. For we are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Let's go to the Lord in prayer after the reading of His precious, sweet Word. Father, I ask You that You will lead us as we enjoy the study today. We always want Your will and way. The desire of our heart is that it be the truth. And I ask, Father, that You will guide and lead each and every one that knows You as Savior, that will be led towards You, closer to You. And we know that that is true. We know that is sure if we stand upon the Word of God and walk together with You. Please, Lord, that You will guide now and lead us as we study these verses of Scripture. We want Your will. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We started worked last week a little bit on the first verse of chapter 3. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. You know, that's something that should be constant and continually out of the mouth of a believer and from the heart, not something that you just say and not mean, but something that comes from the depths of your heart to rejoice in the Lord. He can give you that joy and that power and that strength to rejoice through any trial or tribulation, but we have some responsibilities, I guess maybe it'd be a little better word. And that responsibility is that we search His Word and we study it as being the Word of God, something that is complete and perfect. It fills every need, every void that we have. And if we'll search the Word and ask the Lord for wisdom that we can walk, He tells us in His Word, if you ask for wisdom, I'll give it to you. And so we know that if we'll go to His Word, ask for wisdom in studying His Word, and then ask as we go each day, that Word will come forth. You know, what you put in is going to come out. It's been a while since we've really talked about that. But what you put in comes back out. That's the reason some of you folks are so miserable. That's the reason you folks are so sometimes got a foul mouth and you can't. It makes me sick. So many church folks that go to church on a very regular basis, never miss the church. Sometimes they're even leadership position, and their language, the language they use, they curse, and maybe they don't use the Lord's name in vain, but the curse words that they use and just their everyday language. I wish they would turn those curse words into words of rejoicing and realize that they must have their life changed in Jesus Christ. They need to spend more time in the Word and less time in the world. If you do that, you'll take care of those problems. Spend more time in the Word, less time in the world. Now, if you'll do that with any sin that you have problems with, anything that you have trouble with, if you'll do that, if you'll replace that problem you have, that time that you spend with the world and all the activities of the world, and start moving that over into the study and fellowship of the Word of God, alone by yourself with the Lord, as well as the church and the studies of the Word of God there, you'll find your life to be changing. And you'll find that to rejoice. And Paul here tells these folks and these believers back in the church of Philippi that finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Oh, rejoice. Now, please that you begin to understand, and if you can't rejoice, you see nothing that really should bring joy and happiness into your heart, then you're dwelling way too much on material things. On stuff that you've accumulated, on something that you want. If you will spend time with God, in His Word, in His local church, working as you should be, it becomes easy to rejoice. Because the Lord fills you with His happiness. He fills you with His joy. Now, this only comes to believers, to folks that have come to the cross of Calvary and repented of their sin and turned from their ways, and have asked Jesus to become their sacrifice. Asked Jesus to take their place, which He has. But until you receive that gift, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You need to look unto the Lord. You need to trust in Him and walk after Him to take away your sin, to set you on the course of righteousness and right living and unto the Lord. And that can't come unless you're a true believer, one that has come by faith to Jesus. I hope that you have. I hope that you're following after the Lord Jesus. These people here Paul is speaking to are believers, and so he can say rejoice because that's what's expected of them, and that's what opportunities they have when they walk in fellowship with the truth, the Word of God. If you're miserable today, and you're having trouble and everything gets you down today, it's because you're not walking in the truth. You may be in church, you may even be studying the Word of God, but you're listening more to some man's comments about the Word than you are the Word. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you have the Holy Spirit in your heart, and you have the great teacher to teach you. And that teacher is not me or any other man. That teacher is the Holy Spirit. Yes, we have wonderful fellowship as we come together, and whether it be across the radio or if you come into the church and listen to me preach or watch me teach or be a part of one of the other teachers here in their classes, as you listen to the study of the Word of God. The Holy Spirit will use not only, yes, what that person is saying, but also, my friend, the Holy Spirit will take in His living Word, and He'll confirm that that man is right or that man is wrong. And if you're studying some other book, which you don't hear me speak of that very often, do you? Because I want you to spend time in the Word of God. I don't have time to spend time in any other book besides the Word of God. Now, I'm not going to tell you that you don't have the time because I don't know your schedule. I don't know what you're doing. But I do know that there's only one book that makes you holy. There's only one book that separates you. And there's only one book that's going to give you joy and an ability to rejoice. And that's the Word of God. Now, you tell me whether you have time to read something else. I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to say anything. I'm saying for myself, I have no other time to spend doing that. I love the Word of God. I love studying the Word of God. Now, different than many of you folks possibly, I do not enjoy reading. Now, if you enjoy reading and you do that to relax and pleasure, and that's, for me, when I come to the Word of God to study and to search it, I am doing it because I want to know more of the Word of God. I want to know God's thoughts. I want to know Him. I want to walk with Him each day. I want Him to be my best friend. And the only way I can do that is to search His Word and enjoy His Word. Now, please that you just understand you need to spend time and much time in the Word of God. You determine whether you can read other things or not. You need to look to the Word of God and study it and enjoy it to bring joy into your heart. And so you determine that. You look to that. But here Paul can say, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. To write the same thing to you, to me indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe. You know, to stand upon the Word of God and to follow after the Word of God and to have the rejoicing in your heart and to walk each day rejoicing will bring nothing but joy and happiness in your heart. He says, but for you it is safe. We have something now in verse 2. Verse 2 tells us, beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of concision. Now we have the word beware three times. Now last week we brought something together that I want you to see and to never forget. And that is for this rejoicing, this happiness. It will come as a result of your relationship with Jesus. That's how it comes. The joy and the rejoicing in your heart will only come when your relationship with the Lord Jesus grows to a point that you want to be holy. You want to walk a separated, holy life. Now we know, and I'm not going to lie to you, I'm not going to deceive you in any way, that this old world is constantly, old devil is constantly trying to upset us, to turn us aside, to get us sidetracked onto something that he tells us is so important in this world. And that could be a multitude of things. But there's only one thing that's going to bring joy to your heart, going to bring a peace to you, and that is the day you walk very close to the Lord Jesus. And the only way, of course, that you can walk close to Jesus, if you walk the walk of Jesus. And if you're going to walk the walk of the Lord Jesus, that will be a holy walk. That will be a separated walk. And if you're going to compromise and throw in all these extra things and think that you can get by with it, oh, you can hide it from people if you choose to, but you can never hide it from God. And also, you can expect never to have the rejoicing and the happiness in your heart. You know why I know that the Lord is pleased with me today? Because I have happiness and joy in my heart. And it's a happiness and a joy and it's a strength that comes from my Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, if that happiness leaves, then I need to look into my heart to see what's there. What filth have I dug up? What sin have I got myself involved in? What sin am I enjoying? And is that sin worthy of walking away from Jesus? Is that sin worth that much to me that I want to walk away from the power and the presence of God? That I want to walk away and leave a peace that is in my heart, a joy that I had in my heart, walk away from the Savior. Yes, I'll still be saved, but there will be no fellowship. And that constant fellowship is what gives you that constant joy and that constant peace. So I ask you that you be very careful before we begin, because here in verse 2 we have beware three times. He's warning us. Now I ask that you again connect the walk with Jesus, separated holy walk. You connect that with the happiness in your heart. Now all of a sudden, you know, people say, well, to be a Christian is not a feeling. The result of being a Christian and walking the Christ-like walk and talking the Christ-like talk will bring happiness, will bring joy, and bring rejoicing from your lips if you'll walk after the Lord Jesus. And the only way that can come is if you walk this holy, separated life that's pleasing unto the Lord Jesus. So you see, there is some feeling involved. But it's not emotional. It's not something that you drum up. It's down deep inside of you. Because you see, if it's just a surface feeling, if it's something that's very shallow and just in your mind, then the first time trials and tribulations come to pass that seem to be too big to bear, when they come to pass, you're going to fall apart. And that peace and that joy is going to be gone. But you see, if you set this something down deep into your heart, and you look unto the Lord Jesus, and you seek His will, and you walk the walk that He wants you to, which is a holy separated life, a holy separated walk, your language is going to change, Your steps will change because you're going to go a different direction, and there will be peace in your heart. Call that a feeling. Don't call it a feeling. I don't care what you do with it, but there's going to be a peace and a joy down in your heart that you can explain however you want to. But it's there. And it can only be there. And it'll be there no matter what trial and tribulation comes. Maybe that frown on your face has come because of some tribulation or trial that's come, but still in your heart is a joy and a peace. And if that frown comes on your face, it's not going to stay very long, because you're going to realize what Jesus has done for you in dying on the cross and saving you. The great love that was shown from the Father to you by the Son, the Lord Jesus, that we can live. We can have our sins forgiven, and we can walk each day in a joyful walk in the Lord Jesus. But don't try to do it by living half the time in the world and half the time in the church and think that's enough and that's pleasing unto the Lord. It's important that you walk after the Lord Jesus. It's important that you stay separated. We need to be reminded of that. We must stay holy. We must stay separated from the world. When you fall, ask God to forgive you. And then walk that walk and talk that talk that is pleasing unto the Word of God. Separate yourself from those that don't. Beware, the Word says in verse 2, beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of concision. We have three times, once again, the word beware. Beware is a warning. It's something that we need to be very aware of, and it's out there. So beware of it. Now let's look to see if the three divisions that we have. Beware of dogs is the first. Now to the Jews, to the Israelites, to the person that was raised in the Jewish religion, a Gentile was a dog. When they ignored all the covenants, everything that was important to the Jew, to Israel, the Gentiles ignored. Now we have many converts, Gentiles, that had come over to Judaism in order to think that they were saved and think that their life was right. We have many examples. The Ethiopian eunuch in the scripture is one of them that came from the side of the Gentiles over to the side of the Jews to try to please himself, try to fill that void that's in his heart. And see, I know that void is there if you don't know Jesus. And that's the reason that this man found himself on his way home after he'd been to the religious service. And he was on his way home and found himself stopped reading the Word of God, reading the book of Isaiah, and finding himself in need. And God filled that need by sending the man Philip to him to sit down beside him. And the Word tells us that he took the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. We need to take the Word of God, old and new, and preach the name of Jesus, because that's what it's talking about from the front beginning of the book of Genesis to the end of Revelation. It tells us of and about Jesus. And we're to learn that book, to study that book, to find salvation in that book, and to find life in that book, that wonderful book that we call the Bible, the truth. I hope that you haven't compromised the truth, changed the truth. I read some things every once in a while that just upset me because people have walked away from the Word of God, the truth. Some used to be good preachers, some used to be good Christians, and they seem to walk right, but now they're walking beside folks that deny the Word of God, deny the truth, and seem to think that's okay. Well, the Word of God's never changed, and the Word of God tells us to be separate. So if you want to be happy and if you want to feel the power and the presence of God in your life and witness to folks and bring them to Jesus, you're going to have to separate yourself. Beware of these things. The dogs, first of all, again, was the Gentiles. They were called dogs. You know, also in Isaiah 56 verses 10 and 11, Isaiah 56, verse 10, 11. I'll read it for you. His watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yea, they are greedy dogs, which can never have enough. And they are shepherds, that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, every one for his own gain, for his quarter. We have the watchmen are blind, the dogs are dumb, cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving slumber. They're greedy dogs. And we have shepherds, in other words, that cannot understand, but look to their own way. They're called dogs. We have false pastors, false shepherds, false teachers. They also are referred to as dogs. And some of you folks are listening to dogs. You're listening to these false teachers, false preachers, false shepherds. You're listening to them, you're paying attention to them, and you're not paying attention to the Holy Spirit within your heart. Many of you folks are saved. If you're not saved, if you've never got down on your knees and asked Jesus to come into your heart to save you, then you've got an excuse. It's a poor one because you've denied Jesus. Now, maybe that's the first time that you've heard that you need to be saved, that you need to come by faith to the Lord Jesus. Well, I'm asking you right now to come. Come now. Come right now. During this time we have together, if you have been listening for some time, but you keep hanging on to something in your church, something in your religious background someplace that you're hanging on to, and you say, I have never been taught to come by faith to Jesus Christ, to have that personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. Well, I was raised the same way. I was raised without being told the necessity to have a personal relationship with Jesus. You know, to have a personal relationship, we talk about many times, but that's to know somebody. To know how they act. To know how they talk. To know them. That's the personal relationship I have with Jesus Christ. He saved me. He took my sins away. And I know Jesus. And I walk with Jesus. And I visit in fellowship with the living Christ. I have a personal relationship with Him. And He's my friend. And He's my Savior, and He's my God. And we walk with the Lord Jesus. When we talk with the Lord Jesus, and many times when we have these false teachers and these false preachers, and today the seminaries are full. They're full of these people that are coming out that have been taught by false teachers. And so now they are again themselves repeating the lies. And sad to say that you're sitting there listening to them. Maybe you've been listening to those lies for years, and you never stood up. Again, maybe you're not saved, but today is the day to come to Jesus. Get down on your knees and ask Him to forgive you for your sins. You've turned to Him. Please, at your heart, you feel that penetration of the Holy Spirit. You hear that calling. If you hear it, you better respond, and you better come to Jesus now, because I don't know when that calling is going to stop. And when that calling stops, your day is done. I don't care what comes out of your mouth. If the convicting of the Holy Spirit is not upon your heart, I don't care what you say, it's not going to be enough. And so if you have that Holy Spirit today, if you feel that Holy Spirit convicting your heart, you don't understand the feeling that you have, you don't understand what's going on, I tell you what's going on. The Holy Spirit's showing you that you're lost and you know that you need a Savior, Jesus. Now please that you invite Him into your heart. If you've had this feeling for weeks now as you've listened to this program, don't tarry any longer. I meet folks. I talk to folks. Please that you folks have all come to Jesus and been saved. Don't trust in these false teachers and these false preachers and these false shepherds that have come and proclaimed a word that is denying the truth. Don't listen to that. Listen to the truth, the Word of God. When we come together and we study this Word. That should show you that it's the truth, because we stand upon that truth. And you can sit there with yourself and watch and follow after the Word of God just as I can. And if you're saved, you have the Holy Spirit to teach you. Now I ask that you be saved today and begin this walk that we need to have. We need to beware of dogs. And there's a lot of dogs out there, and a lot of you people are sitting in churches that there's dogs as preachers in those churches because they're false teachers. And we call them dogs. They would fill this in Isaiah. We can really define them. Let me help you here. If you've got a preacher that is preaching something contrary to the Word of God, if you've got a preacher that may not even be saved himself, and you say, oh, it can't be. Yes, it is. Well, there are dumb dogs. They're sleeping. They're lying down. They're loving slumber. They're lazy. They're greedy. Now listen to the definition here. Does that sound like the preacher you got in your church? You got a preacher that's lazy. You got a preacher that is greedy. He loves that filthy lucre. He loves that dollar bill more than he loves the souls of the people in the church. It's so important that a pastor has a love for the people. He has to have a special love for the people that he will bring the gospel of the Lord Jesus to them, that they will be saved. And then when they're saved, then that love and that joy continues to grow by the Holy Spirit. It makes you one and you grow together in the Word of God. And that's the way the Word set it up. That's the way God placed it for us. But if you got a preacher that is a false preacher, he preaches things contrary to the Word of God. Now maybe you don't even know what's contrary to the Word of God because you haven't been in it. You get in it so you know. And then when he teaches something that's true, you can rejoice. But if he teaches something that's wrong, that's false, you can confront him, call him a dog, call him a dumb, sleeping dog that's greedy. Because we got churches today in this area and all across the world that are exactly in that definition. They're sleepy, they're lazy, they're ignorant to the Word of God. They may be very smart, they may have a doctorate degree, but they are ignorant, they're dumb when it comes to the Word of God because they've left the truth and they've listened to philosophy of men. Many times they have listened to an instructor, a teacher that they came out of seminary with that taught them falsely and they bought it. They listen to it. And now not only do they listen to it, but now they're beginning to proclaim it. Well, if you're allowing that preacher to preach that word in your church, and you have not done anything about it, then you're as guilty as he is in proclaiming it. And what you're doing is maybe you're saved, and maybe all the people that's your age is saved because you had good preaching at one time. He says, well, I don't really agree with this preacher, but you know, things are different today. No, they're not. The Word of God is true. The Word of God is unchanging. And if you're listening to something that's contrary to what you were taught at one time and you had confirmed that at one time in the Word of God to be the truth, then I'm telling you, you need to get rid of that preacher, confront him. If the people around seem to enjoy that, then you need to get out. But you need to confront him first with the lies and the false teaching. And I don't care if you call him a blind, ignorant, dumb, not a dog, cannot bark, sleeping, lazy, greedy dog. And that's what a man that is proclaiming false doctrine, that's what he is. He's a filthy, lazy, greedy dog. And we got churches full of them. And the sad thing is, folks, you don't even know it. Because you haven't studied the truth. You haven't studied the Word of God. Paul tells the church of Philippi, watch out for them. Because they're going to move right in. And it can be a teacher, it can be somebody that moves into your church and all of a sudden they begin to work very hard and start taking control of things. And you realize that they're a false teacher. They're not telling you any longer about the saving grace of Jesus Christ and the power of His love and the power of His grace, but they're telling you of false things of the Word of God. That's not necessary to have a personal relationship with Jesus. It's not necessary to do this. It's not necessary to walk a holy, separated life. It's not necessary. Well, the reason they're telling you it's not necessary is because they're not doing it. And so if they're going to expect you to do it, then they'll have to do it, and they don't want to. They're filthy. I kind of added that, didn't I? Let me just use the Word of God. Blind, ignorant, dumb, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber, and greedy. The next definition is that they cannot understand and they look to their own way. Now I'm asking you to wake up. The time is short. And the reason I'm asking you to wake up is maybe you're already saved, but by allowing that sleeping dog to preach to your young people and to have all kinds of activities, but he's changed from the truth, and you've left the truth of the Word of God, you're sending every one of those young people to hell by permitting that to go on. And you're a part of it. I ask you to wake up. My friend, there's no more important question today to ask young or old, and that is, what are you going to do about Jesus?